Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Buckle up. We're landing here in South Bend, Indiana for our Notre Dame football report, where Frank Pomarico will join us, captain of the 1973 National Championship team. Before we get to Frank, let's thank our weekly sponsor for this segment, which is Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomarico, welcome, my man. It's time to talk football.
Coach, we've had kind of a blustery week. The 2 days ago, it was 0 degrees. We had 8 inches of snow on the ground. Today, it was 13 in the morning and rose to about 34. And Thursday, it's going to be 46 and rain. So we're going to have some ice skates on and skate around South Bend for a while. But we're still coming down off of that disappointing not getting into the playoffs. I mean, this is something that is really bothering the Notre Dame nation, the Irish nation. But, you know, don't shed any tears for us, because we'll be back next year. We're going to be stronger. We're going to have C.J. Carr coming back. He's going to really be fine-tuned next year with Gino Gadulli as his quarterback coach. So we're excited about that. But, Coach, on the Internet, there's a lot of information we're hearing. And something has to do with our coach, Marcus Freeman. And I don't believe any of this stuff until it actually happens, or if it happens. But we're hearing that he's being pursued by some NFL teams, especially the New York Giants. Obviously, the money would be great. He would be able to control everything that happens on the team. But does he want to deal with the NFL-type players? This is something that he probably is asking himself. And in college, he is building young men, and I think he really loves that. He loves the idea of molding young men into a great player, into a great individual, and also into a great team. And he's done that. Now, on the collegiate level, we hear that Michigan is called as well. Will he entertain that? I doubt it. I think the only college job that he might be interested in down the road would be Ohio State, because that's where he went to undergraduate school and played. But I think until he wins the national championship, and he's been pretty close, I think last year he was within 10 points of winning it. You know, he's probably going to stay in South Bend. We're hoping so, because he is developing such a great culture of the football team and of the student body, and what it means to be a Notre Dame person.
You know, Frank, I don't know if you heard, but rumors are, it just was released, you probably heard it, Jeremiah Love is going to come out and sign with the NFL.
Well, we're hearing that he's going to go. But now, if he stays, obviously he's going to be fantastic next year. But I think he has to look at the big picture in regards to his family. He's a tremendous athlete. Coach, I don't know if I've seen a more exciting player at Notre Dame. Maybe Rocket Ishmael some 30 years ago, but Jeremiah Love really is a fascinating player. He can see things that not many people can. He squirms through holes. He spins. He jumps over people. He can catch, and he can fly when he gets in the open. I think he's going to be looking at some huge money, maybe in the neighborhood of some $30 million in regards to long-term contract and bonuses and that kind of thing, because he's going to be in the first round. Where in the first round, I'm not sure, but it'll probably be pretty high. I mean, and he's a fantastic individual in regards to sharing the money he has now with many people that need it. School kids, fields for grade schools. I mean, he is really giving back. And to me, that's a great thing. That's what life's all about, making a difference in other people's lives. And he's doing it. Coach, I want to bring out a few things here about Marcus Freeman. He's a finalist this year in a number of different coaches of the year. But he deserves them, too. He's really set a great culture and the kids love playing for him. And as far as the assistant coaches are concerned, coach of the year, assistant coach of the year, Gino Gadulli and Al Washington, they both are semifinalists this year. And Mike Denbrock is in line for the Frank Boyles assistant semifinalist. So, you know, the assistant coaches are getting praise, and that's good on one end. And on the other end, they may be people that are being offered different opportunities. And I think those people I just mentioned, plus Coach Ash on the defensive coordinator, they all could either be head coaches or coordinators at major colleges. So that's something that Irish fans probably need to keep their ear to the ground about, because we may be losing some great, great assistants. Hopefully not, but that's always happens when you have a successful year. You know, I also, James and I were talking about the All-American honors and the Walter Camp. James loves Jeremiah Love. He was the first team running back. He won the Doak Walker Award for the best running back in the country. And he also won the Disney Spirit Award, which is a tremendous award to get. Price is the second team All-American. Billy Sheriff, named to the second team All-American team as well. So there were some great players. Of course, Jeremiah was a finalist in the Maxwell Award and also a finalist in the Heisman. So we had some great things happen to our young men here at Notre Dame in regards to getting recognized on national scene as far as All-Americans and individual awards. So we're really happy about that.
Frank, is this a team that is built around seniors, or would you say it's a team that is a young team building up? How would you best describe this 2025 football team as far as youth and experience and next year?
Well, I think what you're going to see here is we're going to see some movement as far as guys moving on. You're going to see guys that may be second teamers here now. They may get an opportunity to play, like Kenny Minchie. He is in the portal, and I think he's going to land a great position in some major college. But, I mean, we're talking major dollars, too, well over $1 million, which to me is unbelievable. And he's worth it, too, when you come to this type of team situation nowadays and the NIL money. Now, in regards to players, Notre Dame has a lot of young players that are just looking to perform. And I think if some of these guys move on either in the portal or they go to the NFL, there are guys just chomping at the bit to get a starting position. And this is huge here in South Bend because they're almost fighting to get to that starting position. And that's a great thing because everybody's going to get an opportunity. Are they going to step into that opportunity and perform? And that's where it all lies. You have to earn it. And that's something that Coach Freeman always talks about, earning your position. And that's something that has to be done because nobody's going to give you anything. It has to be done. We have a number of people that are like receivers that are graduate students that have come to Notre Dame for just a year. And they're going to move on. So when you look at the needs of the Irish, I would say if they're looking in the portal and they feel that right now some of the younger guys aren't ready, we're looking at a tight end we need. We're looking at a couple of receivers that we may need. And we're also looking at some running backs. Also, some cornerbacks. And we have some young ones that are coming in that are five-star recruits. And we'll talk about them at another time. But there's some really good talent coming to Notre Dame. And I think Marcus Freeman and the coaching staff are great recruiters. And that's one of the reasons why Notre Dame is going to not just be good. They're going to stay right at the top. And it's going to be a very exciting next few years for the Irish.
Frank, let me ask you this question. Have you seen or heard about the Notre Dame-USC game schedule? They are not on the USC schedule currently right now. Are they on Notre Dame's schedule for next year?
Yes, they are. At the end of the year, the last game is supposed to be in the Coliseum against Southern California, the Trojans. And right now, that's the way it looks on our schedule. But you can't always tell what's going to happen here. And, you know, I think in some ways we're hearing that some teams may try to get out of contracts with Notre Dame, forcing them to get into a league. I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Do I love them being an independent? I don't know. I love them playing great competition. And I think being in the Big Ten logistically makes the most sense. Some people say they should go in the SEC. I mean, that's not the place to be. I mean, you're traveling all over the place. Whereas in the Big Ten, you have a lot of the rivalries, and major rivalries will be here with Michigan, Penn State, and Ohio State, Indiana, Wisconsin. They're all within in reach. And I think, you know, that's the way they should go if they are going into a league. Unfortunately, Coach, as you know, it all comes down to dollars and cents and what's going to happen with that. And hopefully that everybody's going to be happy when the dust settles and we see what's going to happen.
Well, Frank, again, I always want to thank you, and I want to wish you and James a happy holiday. I know you'll enjoy it this weekend. It'll be the great college football weekend for you, so I know you don't care what the weather is as long as you've got the TV on inside and the dogs are with you. And again, I want to thank you for joining us as you have every season with our Notre Dame Football Report.
Coach, I'd like a shout-out to Michelle Rogers down in Indianapolis and Jody Shelton, two people that listen to our show every week and enjoy it very much. So with that, Coach, I look forward to talking to you next week.
Well, thank you very much. We want to thank all of you who listen out there. And again, to buckle up here with our Notre Dame Football Report on our Coors Sports Topic Show. Again, we want to thank our segment sponsor, which is Station Casinos, SCN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So buckle up. When we come back, Mark Wallington will be joining us. The Rebels are going bowling. We'll find out about the December 23rd game from Mark Wallington. The football program had a great recruiting year. We'll want to talk about that and all the other activities that are happening in Las Vegas, like the SRS Las Vegas Bowl. So buckle up. We'll take this short time out with you, and we'll be right back. I'm Harvey Hyde.
Your UNLV Running Rebels.